Well, after several days of delay, we come back again to the discussion on capitalism. Capitalism is often praised by fundamentalist and evangelical preachers as the Bible's endorsed form of economic system and government. We have been looking at some of the pillars of capitalism, and we see that the Bible actually forbids certain aspects of capitalism back in the Old Testament. I don't think they're forbidden today, but definitely in the Old Testament, interest-bearing loans and futures trading were forbidden and were considered immoral. Now, to continue the discussion, under capitalism, deeded land is seen as an absolute property under absolute ownership. But in the Old Testament, private property had some very strong limits upon it. First, you could buy a man's inherited land, that land inherited from his original allotment when the children of Israel came into the promised land, but you could buy it only until the year of Jubilee, and then it reverted back to him. Second, even your own land was automatically open to travelers and your own workmen. It was forbidden to prevent people in your fields from eating their fill, though they were not allowed to carry away your grain or grapes with them. This applied to your own workmen, who were allowed, under the law, to eat as much as they liked while they were working in your fields. In the Old Testament, the sovereignty of God over the land was the point of economic restrictions, and the compassion for the dignity of those under his covenant was foremost in the practical decrees of the law. Making a profit beyond what you needed to live in comfort and security was not all that important. Living off the land and being kind to the poor and thankful to God were actually the outcomes desired by the economic system in ancient Israel, and that is not the same thing as capitalism. We see that the law does not endorse a capitalist system end to end. Interest and any type of futures investment were forbidden. Land was given out by apportionment, and then the price of land was fixed by decree and could not fluctuate based on supply, demand, or profit margins. Food could not be sold based on supply and demand, but only for its value as the thing it was, and not according to a price based upon scarcity or excessive demand in the future. Land was not so totally owned by anybody that he could refuse the gleaning of the poor, the on-site feeding of workmen, or the comfort taken by travelers. Ancient Israel, under the law, had guaranteed but limited land ownership, a rejection of lending with interest, absolutely no futures market, and fixed prices for food and labor. Furthermore, the entire debt and lease infrastructure rebooted every 7 years or every 50 years, depending on the type of loan and labor that's being discussed. And this was pretty radical. The whole system was designed to restore land and liberty to the poor. The poor, clearly under the Old Testament law, had protections given to them that are contrary to the capitalistic economic principles. And the wealthy were in a system designed to limit them from the greatest possible wealth and from accruing monopolies. So the idea that God ever endorsed unbridled capitalism, or that it is the best and most biblical economic system, is sheer deception and ignorance. The very heart of capitalism, prices based on supply and demand, was prohibited in several ways under the law. We are no longer under the law, and so we can use interest, trade in futures, and employ legal transactions of supply and demand. But our system is no more biblical than any other system, and it can be used to enslave and harm the population if it is not limited and restricted by the fear of God. The economic system set up by God was based on compassion and human dignity. Capitalism is based upon competition. Those are two different things. Even in the United States of America, capitalism has to have certain legal limits put upon it to prevent it from becoming a predatory system. The only economic system favored by God is the economy of fearing Him, using money to honor Him and not ourselves, giving to the poor, and not holding on to money or possessions so tightly that we behave in disgraceful fashion when His sovereign hand takes those things away from us. When the Lord Jesus was on earth and He was asked about paying tribute, His response was almost one of contempt. As Caesar had the authority to mint the coins with his image on them, pay him the tribute. Christ lived under Roman jurisdiction, but even at the only hearing he ever got from Rome, he calmly said that Pilate held authority only because God had first said that he could. These days we see pastors and evangelists wasting pulpit time railing and wailing about our earthly government. In the scripture, such matters are ignored. When suppressed and persecuted by a hostile government, Christians were exhorted to pray and be steadfast. Why should we mourn over the loss of an American way of life when the loss of integrity in Christianity is such a greater tragedy that truly deserves our tears and our sorrow?